Testimony and Tehillah for today. One of them is Mir Derech Eretz. There are lots of different shots for it. Rashi says it means it should be a little bit anti-social. If a person's always with someone else, then you're less time for learning. Right? People have to give chasnas every night. Completely antisocial, and I'm not saying you should be a hermit, but try and minimize it. No, business we said was mute, we learned that one already. So it can't be just in the outside kasha, but kasha is not, that's really included. Sociability. There's other pshatim as well, that's the pshat that Rashi says. One pshat Mitzvah Shmuel says is that when you're learning, so people come to speak to you, so I'll say, you should speak to them. A person has to sometimes do it in a way that he doesn't do that, because otherwise he's going to be spending talking to people the whole time. But again, you have to do it delicately, you can't be rude, so however you do it. That's the shot of Mir Derech. Then the next one is Mir Tanug. Mir Tanug means to reduce the amount of pleasures a person has in the world. Pleasures pulls the person away from learning, because you want to get involved in all your pleasures, whether it's so hotels or restaurants or have a gourmet meal. Maitre takes you away from the nefesh ruchani, and nefesh bima maitre. So they ask, there's another important Mishnah that says, kachu darf yisrael ha'eireh, pas b'meratzeichal. You should just have bread in salt. And here we're just saying, just to minimize your time again, that sounds like you're allowed to have a good meal. Just minimize it. So from here they say that you see that kachu darf yisrael is not for everyone. Not every person is able to sleep on the floor, and not every one person is able to have just bread and salt. It might be a shifa. That's not critical to be clean and clean.
Like a kilo, even if you have to.
That's what some say, yeah. Even if that's a matzah, he still has to learn. Well, those are the two kinyonim for today. They have less herbs, and they have less tiny. So let's get back to Asuga. Oh, they have more tainers.
Yes, more.
And when you're learning, you can have a lot of lack of derech eretz. You can argue with each other. Right. Although,
that was maybe something to do, maybe.
Although we find that was the things which the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva were dying for, because they were learning all good comics there and then. Years ago. That's my Robin in Matatov. That's why Yechai Misha. Not covered, they didn't honor each other, so they all got killed because of it. Sounds very extreme. She said the pshat was, it's his own pshat, right? Could be. Now one person came along and said, oh, I've got pshat in the sugar, and the other one said, ash to you. Or in whatever lesson he said, it's not the pshat, and it resolves on him. Seeing treated with the covet, so the person felt on their dagger, oh, I didn't make it. And he left lost his cheshik for being mechadish mochidushim. And some of you destroy somebody else's chance to that's what he says. Anyway, back to where we're learning. So let's carry on here. So we're learning about inay mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You can't put two things together. You can't make one cup of wine and have for both. We were learning kiddush and bichzamot. You can't do kiddush bichzamot on one cup of wine. Question before we go weiter. Just a little thought. When they make a bris in shul on Shabbos morning, right? What do they say? They make bo bergofen for the kiddush, but they use the same bo bergofen for the bris milah. They do a bris in shul, they make one bo bergofen, everyone should be eaten with the bracha of the mevorech. Why is there no problem? Any Semitic Chavilas, You're using the same cup of wine for two different things. One for Kiddush, one for Brit Milah. You're shaitas together, it's all. That's very clearly.
The reason we do the Kiddush is because of the
Brit Milah,
isn't that?
No. The reason I do Kiddush is because we want to eat. Every Shabbos morning you make Kiddush, right? He then carries on and says, Kiddush, you did me better, which is the broth of the bris. And he ends off with the broth and he drinks the wine. And he eats two mitzvahs with one cup.
Right.
Number one, he eats the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayoyim, Kiddush on Shabbos morning. It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. And number two is Yates the mitzvah doing Bris Milah, making bracha for Bris Milah.
Does anyone eat before the Bris?
Before the Bris. The Bris.
So that could be one long action. That should be
learned. No. They make the bracha after Bris Milah.
That's like Rosh Hashanah is the bracha. It's a very long thing. Things are in the middle.
No, the animals are the kids. You take a kid.
Yeah.
The Rav makes the bracha on the Milah. And cuts whatever he cuts. You then wrap up the kid and you call out who's going to make the brochas to name the kid. Now the guy is standing there, but he can't drink the wine because it's Shabbos and he hasn't made kiddush. So what do you do? So what do you do for kiddush? So you make Baruch Adash and Mekinim Atan on both your Gopim with Kavanah for kiddush, but it's also the bracha of the Bris Milah of the when you name the kid. As a kid, as he did me better. It's also the bracha of that. And you drink one cup of wine and you put both together. Why is there no problem? Ain't no it's a mitzvah, it's chavidus, chavidus. But no shaykhs together. Daniel's waiting, very patient. Oh, okay, then fine.
All the kids we teach, there are several brachas for each mitzvah. There's the same brachas for both mitzvahs.
Maybe it's different, very good.
Also, both of Rit and Shabbos are both.
Oh, my goodness. Hashem gave three oises. Oisi, that's what the prophet says by, we say it by Kiddush. Oisi, and also Brit is an ois and Tfilin is an ois. So that's why we don't put Tfilin on Shabbos. Because you don't need three ois, two is good enough. So Mela is not the Bishura, it's not from Oinoj Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus. Because the bracha of the Mila is the bracha on the ois. And Shabbos is the bracha on the ois. The Mela, they're all true. You know, if you would be a Rishon, you would have... Wow, that is really good. Wow, my goodness. It's not off the ISIL, but that is a great answer. Whoa. Okay. Yes, John, can you match that?
So, we learn about He talks about both being small eating. You go out to the place and you have a
Well, the bracha of the bris is not before anything, really. Because the bracha, they can make it for the bris in the high time. It doesn't mean you have to make that bracha beforehand. So. Yeah. No, very. The answer there, Shem Zalman Oyvah says, is what Daniel says. The Eloise and Mrs. Kavita Shavita is only if it's two different brachas. Then it looks as if that's the chiluk so far. Shem Zalman says, if it's the same bracha, there's no problem. The same bracha, both if you are gotten, that's all it is. The bracha for kiddush in the morning is both if you are gotten. In fact, you say the shomru beforehand is some a minute. The bracha is both if you are gotten. The bracha for meal is both if you are gotten. That's all it is. Exactly the same words. Since it's the same words, there's no problem of enos and mitzvahs chavilus chavilus.
Because the kiddush and the bracha. Muslim, we talk about the gross glory of your governor.
The Beit HaMoshen, it's not just the Beit HaMoshen. The Beit HaMoshen is the whole Beit HaMoshen that you do on a kiss. The Beit HaMoshen lets you drink it.
Right.
So the mitzvah of doing a bracha of Beit HaMoshen on a kiss is that you're holding the kiss during Beit HaMoshen. So all three brachas, or four brachas, are on the kiss. And the bracha of Kiddush is another bracha you're doing on the kiss. No shaykhs to each other. Obviously, Beit HaMoshen wants us to drink it. But Shabbos morning, the whole bracha is, the only bracha, is Beit HaMoshen. That's all there is.
Not the Kiddush,
that doesn't matter, because the problem of Enos and Enos is that I'll be making the two different things on one thing. But here, since the bracha of Beit HaGafen of Kiddush is not killing an additional thing to what I was anyway have done, there's no problem of near Kimasi. That's the chiddush he makes, but what's the spur? It's not so clear. Why does it still not look at it? It's the matter. I'm bundling them all together. Not so clear exactly. You hear the chiluk, yeah? But
also, you have to say the record up in order to say the book.
So do it first. Make kiddush first, and then do the remina. What's the problem? Why do we have to put the two together? So Shem Zana says this chiluk, you have to understand what divorce is.
I would think that a matzah is more having to spend more money, having to get more wine, another cup, as opposed to staying another bracha.
Right, so that'd be something you find it difficult this way. Yeah. Sure, there's Tatum by his cousin says a different reason why Enos and Mitzvahs Chavidus Chavidus. Rashbam says that it's Nikamazi. Tatum by his cousin says the reason is the person has to have pomery. His mind has to be free, open, in order to be able to do all the different things. And if you put the two together, then you're thinking about that, and you won't really be focusing on what you're doing now. It's possible, maybe, according to this Svar of Shem Zaman, it must be the same bracha, so it doesn't take me away from my thoughts on the other thing. I'm making the same bracha, so it's as if I'm doing the bris. That's all it is. As if I'm doing the bris. By me making kiddush is not by going to detract from what I have to do on the bris. By Beit HaMoshen, if I'm doing it on the kiddush, so I'm thinking about Beit HaMoshen, and then I'm going to be thinking while doing Beit HaMoshen, I'm thinking, oh, I have to also do kiddush. That's going to sound like distract. Perhaps. But then comes our smile. I don't understand it. Oh, but sure, you take the kiddush. Wow, my goodness. Let's write it down. Whoa. Okay, back to places. That's where we're up to. Got two tastes into this day, and then we can try and talk about it. Halacha. Minicha lacha mazin. Minichoi lacha mazin. What was that talking about? If you don't have more than one calf, so you've got to do now. Kiddush, not kiddush. Avdallah, and there's a mazin. Avdallah and there's a mazin. You don't have, so you leave until after the birzamazin, and then you make birzamazin, Avdallah, and drink the cup. Hikter Ibn Nisim got a big kasha. Eichrechel kain Avdallah. How can you eat before Avdallah? What are we saying? You make birzamazin, and then Avdallah. How can you drink before Avdallah? Menichel HaChamazin means you eat a meal, and then you bench, and then you make Avdallah. So how can you eat the meal? That's the question. How can you eat the meal? How can you eat the meal before doing Avdallah? Homin on the Kamon, the Gemara says, also the Odom, sheep and klum, couldn't she have it? It's forbidden for anyone to taste any food before you make Avdallah. So how can it be that the Gemara says, v'meinoi, menich alach ha-mozim, which simply means that you have your malav ha-malkim meal, and then you bench, and then you do Avdallah. How can you have your malav ha-malkim? How can you have malav ha-malkim? You don't have to eat before. You did it before Avdallah. very much spared to mind about that. Try not to eat. Drinking water you can, but not to eat, and all that even for a dollar. Vamimanami Bastovas. Bastovas, the hard two words, that means he went to sleep hungry. Amema didn't have a cup of Abdullah. So he had it in the morning. He was going to have a cup of Abdullah in the morning. So he went to sleep hungry. Why? Why did he not eat Mlad al-Malka? Because he didn't have Abdullah, didn't have a cup of Abdullah. So he went to sleep hungry. So he used to eat forbidden to. You know, Amara, come on. So that's his kasha. That's Rabbeinu Nissim's kasha. Strong questions. Materics and therefore answers. So he ate during the day, not at the night time, until nightfall. Right, and that's what happened, and that's why he was able to nothing wrong with eating, not yet night. Right. So what do you mean by menichel achamozim? I'm asking this. What does the word Menich Lachamotzen mean according to Rabbeinu Nissim?
So you do Havdalah after
Hamas? Menich Lachamotzen just means you leave it after Mechaz the Mosin, yeah? Came night, time I can have you do Havdalah first over Mechaz the Mosin. Yeah, so you leave it after Mechaz the Mosin. Huh? Menich Lachamotzen, what does that mean? No way. What happened to the din of Bishnah Mosin Al-Kayyid? Menich Lachamotzen means so you do it after the meal. You say Birchas HaMotzen and then Abdallah all in one cup. Menich Lachamotzen, you place Abdallah after the Birchas HaMotzen. Rafi made up some story, he went to Darwin.
The Gemara said,
Menich Lachamotzen means you leave it for after the Mosin. That's what. Menich doesn't mean you go to play cards. Menich means you place it Lachamotzen after the meal. Heaven knows why you said that going to shul. Fine. Okay. Oh, top right. All right. Even though you're not allowed to continue eating before Abdullah, according to Shmuel, where did Shmuel say you're not allowed to continue eating before Abdullah? Very good. On Daf Kufam Beis, it says that Kishem Kufam Alav from this. There Shmuel says Kishem she mafsikim for kiddush, so he has to be mafsik for Abdullah. We don't fasten like that. We hold for kiddush you have to stop, but for Abdullah we can keep going. But Shmuel held not like that, because can you view the machmir tefillin? If Shmuel holds they have to stop once it gets to nightfall, certainly Rabbi Yehuda holds the same. We're soon going to say, and Daf Kuvah is saying it's Kibishamai Valley Ben Yehuda. So this price is going with the opinion of Yehuda. And Yehuda holds you're not allowed to drink after nightfall.
Avos Shabbos.
Oh, they come on Menich Lachamotzen. That's why it says Menich Lachamotzen. Loi Shemuta Lechoel. Doesn't mean you're allowed to eat. You're forbidden to eat because you can't continue your Shalashudas meal. Come nightfall, you have to stop. Loi Shemuta Lechoel. And the Keloima rather means Kese Yachtik Su Dosoi. When you stop your meal, the Birchas Hamotzen. Oh, ziyavti, then do avdara. Menich alach amoza means it comes ben shmoshes stop, bench, and do avdara. Menich alach amoza means just do it after the after the bench shmoshes.
You did it right away. You beat Dick Nishmoshes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong really with doing avdara shkia.
Is this say the Ishmael?
Yeah. Oh, you could by the time do my Machoinim get to nicer, and it's not the end of the world, but...
Any further anyway, because
you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat.
After you've mentioned if you've done a dollar, now you have no more wine, so you're not going to eat more bread anyway.
Why not?
You have no more wine, you can't bench.
So that's you can't bench. If you don't have any wine, you can't bench.
Going by...
If you're learning, if you have wine, you have to use it for benching. Right. Why would it only doesn't have wine? You're not allowed to eat. Because that's harness on the table.
Of
course you're not eating. So if you go wine, use it for Beit HaMikdash.
What's that mean?
But an option. If you go wine, you have to use it for Beit HaMikdash. But if you don't have wine, doesn't mean you can't eat.
What if you eat into
nightfall? You're not answering the case, it says. The old Ishmael and the depth of the old Ishmael, you're not eating into nightfall. If it comes night, you have to stop. Right, so menicha is a big fetch. Menicha l'achamozin means that you have to do birch mozin now. If I put it together with birch mozin.
It's Abdullah.
Put Abdullah together with birch mozin. Menicha l'achamozin, put Abdullah together with birch mozin. The lotion of coming into the house, somebody walks in the house, doesn't imply that he was in the middle of a meal. And Nicholas Beza means that he's come home, hello everyone, something new. And Nicholas Beza doesn't mean he's in the middle of a meal. And therefore, how can Rabbeinu Nissen mean that he's in the middle of a meal? One question. Okay, it's a duke. Oh, you think Shemaya Bechiel asked a different question, and it's a bit of a stronger question. Come on, Aminon. Later on, the Gemara was Medaik, Al-Hach Braisa, on this Braisa itself, it says, Menicho Ilach HaMozin, that you can push the Abdullah off till after the meal. The Gemara was Medaik, Shema Milo, from here we can infer, Torah Mavzil. If you eat, you can still do Abdullah. There's a tzad that once you've eaten, the tzad in the Gemara, that once you've eaten, you can't do Abdullah. Abdullah has to be the very first thing you eat at the beginning of the week. And therefore, if you eat something else, then you can't do Abdullah. There's a half a minute. The Gemara says, from this price, you see not like that. From this price, you see, the Tom, Mabdul. If you eat, you can still do Abdullah. Where do you see from this price? If you eat, you can still do Abdullah.
Do it after.
It says you can do it after the mazin. You do Abdullah after the food. So you see, you've eaten already, and you can still do Abdullah. So I'm asking, if you're eating, you still do Abdullah. That is a big question on Rabbeinu Nissen. Rabbeinu Nissen held that we're talking about that you had before end of Shabbos, and you didn't eat anything after night. So where's Uriah? Tom, Mavdil, where's Uriah from here? If you ate, you can still do Adonah. Here we're talking about Kitri, you didn't eat. This Rabbeinu Yechiel is a very strong question on Rabbeinu Nissen. Very, very strong question. Rabbeinu Nissen is telling us, by the way, a bunch of people are getting mixed up on this. Rabbeinu Nissen is Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim, one of the Goyim. Right, like I've studied Goyim, you've heard of Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim. It's not referring to the Ram that's at the back of the Gemara, for the very simple reason that the Ram lives a couple of years after Tesis, right, a few hundred years after Tesis. Therefore, it's not referring to the Ram. It's referring to Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim. Rabbeinu Nissen holds Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim. What did he hold? That it's forbidden to eat after night. Therefore, it cannot be that you're eating and then making Abdullah afterwards, because it's forbidden to. So what are we referring to? We're talking, one second, what are we, I'm just going to be an issue. What are we referring to? We're talking about somebody who ate until nightfall, stopped, bent, and did Abdullah. Trains Rabbeinu Yechiel on this same brisa, which Rabbeinu Nissen said that's the pshat. On this same brisa, the Gemara is Medayek, the Tom Mavdev, you ask after nightfall, you can still make Abdullah. Because he's a Kundalini Nityam, where's the Raya? He did not eat after nightfall. What's the Raya? Very strong question. Yes, sir.
That was it. So the difference of Rabbi Yechiel is saying that when they entered the house, they came in, like you said, fresh new.
Right.
Not they're returning from the scenario with the Gemara.
Right. Not continuing a meal. Right?
Right.
Right.
So what's the problem if they came in the house?
Problem is, it's not like Rabbi Nissim. That's the problem. He's asking on Rabbi Nissim.
So how did that happen?
You came home, Motzei Shabbos, you want to start having your meal Malav Malka, but you know you have to do Abdullah first. So you should make Abdullah, but you only have one carb, so what do? You first eat, then you do Abdullah. But next you got a good ride. If you eat before Abdullah, you can still make Abdullah. Because what they say here in Moscow, famous words, you eat and do Abdullah. So you see, if you eat first, you can do Abdullah still. Mavdil, got a good ride. The Kunda bin Nishim, that wasn't a story.
No,
Kunda
bin
Nishim, that was a bin Nishim. So very good. The Kunda bin Nishim, that wasn't a story. Shafi was, you're in the middle of a Shabbat Shuddis meal, you stop, you bench, and you do Adara. She didn't eat anything after night. So how can the Gemara infer from here that Tom Mavdil, if you add, you can still do Adara? That wasn't the story. You got it? Let me say again. You have to know what this price is talking about. We have a price there. Menichoy l'achar mozim, right? What does menichoy l'achar mozim mean? It's a price there. We have two Rishonim learning what's pshat in this price. We have Abinu Nissim. He's over there. And we have Rabbeinu Yechiel is over here. Rabbeinu Yechiel understood the price very simply. That a person came home at night and she started a meal. He wanted to start a meal. He has to have dollar. But he's only got one glass of wine. She started the meal and he didn't do Abdullah. So the Gemara later on the Vav says, 1 second, how can you do Abdullah? You've already eaten. Because you had the meal and then you do Abdullah. How can you do Abdullah? So what can we see from there?
You're allowed.
You're allowed to do Abdullah. You can do Abdullah even though you've eaten. That is why I've been a posh of Pshat. I've been in Italy and learned this price for something else completely. What did he say Pshat was? You're having Shabbat Shuddis. You benched and did Abdullah straight away. Did you eat anything before Abdullah? No. So what's the Gemara saying? Shema, you know, Toyin Mavdil. From here, from this price, you can see if you eat, you can do Abdullah. Zalana Khan, you didn't eat anything. Strong question.
Why is it a kasha? In other words, aren't they just learning the brisa differently?
Yeah, they're Rishonim. These people are Rishonim. They are way down the line. And the Gemara says, from this brisa, we can see if you eat before you do Abdullah, you can do Abdullah. So it doesn't say it in front of
Rabbi Nissen. To be accurate, one of them.
Yeah, Rabbi Nissen's wrong. But I'd say that
the Gemara said
not like him. The Gemara says from this price you see if you eat before Abdullah, you can still do Abdullah. Comes to Rabbeinu Nissim's understanding of the price, the price never said that.
Right.
So there's a Gemara that says from this price you see,
okay.
He's telling us Rabbeinu Nissim.
So why did Rabbi?
Yeah, we have it. I don't have a test for him. Yeah.
And Rav just said to me, you can eat without wine. Why wouldn't the simple answer, if somebody suggested, just do a without wine, with your wine glass of wine? He just said, yeah, that's on the bench.
Because you got wine for Bechel Mazen, use it for Bechel Mazen. If you have wine, use it for Bechel Mazen. If you don't have anything, you can eat. If you have wine, use it for Bechel Mazen.
It's not stronger than, it overrides the don't eat before you do it.
Right. You see how great it is. You see how the right having wine for Bechel Mazen is so great that you can eat before I've done
it. Is it possible for Bechel Mazen to teach
you? I'm sure about that. Huh? Is it possible?
For Bechel Mazen to teach you to teach you?
Yes. Not really, because the Rabbeinu Nissim came with a question. He said, you're not allowed to eat before Adonah. So how could they eat before? So it must be this righteous old man that he didn't eat before Adonis.
Denying that, right?
Because
most would agree that
he's not eat
before
Adonis. Right, so he's going to say in this case you can. But then in this is started with the Anocha, an assumption that you're not allowed to eat before Adonis.
On a regular after
mentioning
instead of drinking it,
put it down.
You're
not asking. Manicho,
I don't know. What does it mean? After you get on the door, put it down.
Put it down? No.
Manicho
means...
After you get on the
door,
what do we do nowadays?
No, I'm not putting it down. Manicho means where you place it.
But Manicho is on the Havdalah.
Place it down.
Not down.
Laniach
means place
down.
Yeah, that's not it. Manicha means I've got a sign of where to locate my Adonah, and we locate it over there. Not that you put it down, not about putting 9 cups of wine. You can keep holding a cup of wine. Yes, sir, wrong.
Sorry, I'm a little bit confused. Are we confusing the concept of, we started discussing, are you allowed to eat before Abdullah, and now that kind of morphed into are you allowed to make Havdalah after you eat?
Uh-huh.
We're saying the same thing, but isn't it the same thing?
No, they're both connected. I mean, the Gemara there understood this right to mean that you can eat before you do the Havdalah, in this case. Right? And therefore the Gemara said, you see from there that you can do Havdalah even if you've eaten. There's two really separate logics here. There's one logic that would tell me that you need to, the Havdalah has to be the first thing of the week.
Right.
If you miss that, if you eat already beforehand, you can't do that. You can't make Havdalah.
Right.
You can't do Havdalah. That's one dish. But this price is telling me not like that. This price is telling me that in a certain situation, you can eat before Havdalah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This rice is telling me, you can eat before Adonis. So this rice is telling me, in certain situations, you can eat before Adonis. So you see that we can see that Adonis does not do the very first thing you eat. Now there's another shayla. Are you allowed to eat before Adonis? Now, if you eat before Adonis, you can still do Adonis. Are you allowed to eat before Adonis? Maybe you're not allowed to eat before Adonah. So the Anocha, everyone holds, generally you're not allowed to. The Vinyan isn't says you're never allowed to. And we're going to see in Tosfos, the Vinyan feels that sometimes you are. But you're generally not allowed to eat before Adonah.
According to the Revelation, good person has no wine and has to die.
He has no wine. What do you mean he has no wine?
He's on the place, the island.
He doesn't have wine for Adonah. No, he's on that beaver.
That's the good.
That's true, okay. That's Allah will then say, oh, somebody knows he won't have wine, not today and not tomorrow for breakfast, then you're allowed to have a meal that night.
If you know that you go.
You're always allowed to have a meal if you know that for two meals along you won't have wine.
You don't make a meal?
If I know that for two meals I will not have wine, I'm allowed to eat now.
Oh, you don't know that.
And then you'll go Abdullah when you get wine.
Russ said something earlier that if you eat, you can't go Abdullah.
That's what the Gemara is called. The Gemara being derived from this price or not like that. The Gemara being derived from this price. If you eat, you can still go Abdullah.
Uh-huh.
Right, if you eat, you can't go Abdullah. Can you eat? Right, that's the answer. Are you allowed to eat? That's the shirt of Abdullah for reading this point. Are you allowed to eat? No, you're not allowed to eat.
Sometimes, well. Could it have been this?
And never.
Never.
Right. So what are we going to do? What's shot in the sugi here then? Are you not allowed to eat before Adol? So how can you tell me Menicha Ilaka Mazoim? Avada, for no reason whatsoever, you're not allowed to eat before Adol. You only have one cup. You are allowed to eat before Adonah in order to be able to make Berachas Mazon on the Kish. I mean, since we want to be able to do Berachas Mazon on the Kish, therefore we can delay doing Adonah. Well, eat before Adonah. Well, you're not allowed to, generally. We can delay doing Havdalah, even though you're going to be over and eating before Havdalah. If you can delay it in order to do Havdalah together with the Zamotin on the cup. So you got it. Who's going to give? God, turn that off.
I should stress again and do it again. Repeat that about them. Drink the wine and then start again.
There's more than Abdullah and drink the wine.
It's not like you said. That's because in this case we have one first. You said in case with no wine at all, then you put two sudas. If you want half, then you can. That's what it's
right.
And having no wine at all means not having anything
that's right. No beer, nothing, no natural oranges, no option of doing business.
So you're saying you can't bundle mitzvahs, but then we're coming up with situations.
Right, indeed. You generally can't bundle mitzvahs. But if I don't have another option, then I can. And also, if they're both the same Indian, then I can. Okay, that's what comes up. Let's just come out clear with our Loch Lamait of Tesis, because we have to see if that's our Loch Lamait for us. Our Loch Lamait of Tesis is somebody who has only one cup of wine, and he comes home on Motzei Shabbos, and he wants to have Malav and Malka, and he wants to have Abdallah. What should he do? Should he do Abdallah first, and then have Malav and Malka, and there was a Muslim without a curse? Or should he do a Suda first, Malav and Malka first, there was a Muslim with a curse together with Abdallah? So we're coming out that he should do Yisrael Malav and Malka first. Right. And the Gevaldige Chiddush of that is even allowed to eat before Abdallah. You're allowed to eat before Abdallah in this case. It's a Chiddush. Not yet. If anyone's got a good shopping, we're very happy to hear. But at the moment, I don't have a shopping in Nissan. Maybe over Shabbos, it will be safe to find something. But at the moment, I've been in Nissan very difficult. I've been in Nissan says, shout in the studio, because you're not allowed to eat before Adola. If you finish, you had some sugars, came night, you stopped your meal at nightfall. Even if you wanted to continue on, you had to stop anyway. You stop your meal, you bench, and you do have done it. That's the case. And there's a guy. I never speak to a lot of people about that. Other customers.
What do you do with
that point? What? What did I say?
That was for the market.
I guess that's with that wine. That wine in Madison. So there's no chiyuv to manufacture wine. I don't have. If you have one, you have to use it. There's the other kasha, there's the Torah Mavda. The Gemara is Medayik from this Gemara. If you eat before Abdali, you can still do Abdali. That's what the Gemara is Medayik from the Gemara.
And he said on this writing.
Because I've been in Israel, that wasn't the story. You didn't eat, you're not allowed to eat before Abdali, you didn't eat before Abdali. We're talking about you stopped at nightfall, and you did because of Mavda and Abdali. So you didn't eat before Abdali. So what's the big right? There's two questions all of it.
The Shabbat
the doesn't help us because Shmuel says comes night, you have to stop. Doesn't help.
What about the office? The office, such a concept as the office leads by itself to do it on a cross also.
Yeah, see, if you hold of first Muslim to an increase, we have to see how we pass going about it. So if we hold the first Muslim to
an increase,
even the office is no different. Is it coming out? And this is the Halakha Lamaita. No, it's not. But according to this, it's the Halakha Lamaita. If you're coming home and you only have one cup of wine on Motzei Shabbos, what should you do?
Eat, bench, stab down the tray.
Excellent. What happens if it's a Friday night? You come home Friday night, you only have one cup of wine. Do you eat, bench, make both the mother and kiddush?
No, the kiddush.
So if you do kiddush, then you won't have a cup of wine both the mother.
So we won't have
it. So why do Abdallah? What's the difference between Abdallah and kiddush?
Because kiddush, the it's day came, Shabbos came in.
And Abdallah the week came.
Yes, kiddush again, yes, kiddush a little, so maybe it's more harsh.
Maybe.
We can still bundle up kiddush and bread.
So the Mary says that kiddush isn't Mogen Rama as well, but I didn't check on Mogen Rama. I know the Meiri says that by Kiddush is different. Since Kiddush you can do on bread, so you do the Kiddush on the bread, and then you have your meal, Birchas HaMazon, and then you do use the cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon. That's what the Meiri says. Yeah, we might as well talk about it. For the time being, that is how it comes out in the Maitre Kuntzatesis. Kuntzatesis told us for Avdala, that's what you do. Is the same for Kiddush? Since the Meiri, no. Because the Kiddush you can do, and on the Maitre, you can do the Kiddush on the bread. And how do I know we're talking about that you've got bread here? You're going to bench, good, bread. Yeah. We're talking about a case where you're going to eat and bench, right?
Yeah.
And therefore, we're obviously talking about when you have bread here. So I just want to check everyone for the week. Okay, we have another thesis to do. The Isle. Now we said, now we're talking about on Motzei, Shabbos, Yontif, going into Yontif, when you've got wine, right? You've got wine, and you still see you do Kiddush and Avdolah together. Omarav Yakneha. Based on Kunchus, to Yontif, Rishon, Shabbos, Pesach, Mai. We're talking about the first day of Pesach. Yisle, Kiddush, Tuvo, there's lots of cups. Like I said in the Mishnah, every gabba has to make sure that the four guys have four cups. Because every one of these cups you need. One cup you need for Kiddush, one cup you need for Agoda, one cup you need for Benching, one cup you need for Aleph. So Mela, where's your eye anymore? Where's your eye anymore that you've got a spare cup? He doesn't have a spare cup. He needs the four cups. That's the cup of Pesach.
It's just like having one cup on a regular.
Right. Just like on a one cup on a regular Shabbos thing. He's got one cup. He doesn't necessarily have two. So on Pesach, they make sure you've got four cups. It doesn't mean you have five.
I had that discussion, but I came up with two Jerusalem.
Oh, very good. What's the Jerusalem?
I came up with number one. Why did he get four? He's four. The guy I gave it to him. So he says, give me five. The guy goes
with
five.
Excellent. That's what the most harm is. Excellent. Why is the guy give you four cups of wine?
Yes.
Why do you make up four? Because that's what you need. On Seder night, you have to make sure that every poor guy has what he needs. The eighth dialogue is that you need five cups, so the Seder Gabba will give you five cups. That's what Rashbam means. Now on Seder night, we can be sure on Seder night you'll have the requisite amount of cups. Like the Mishnah says, and then the Gabba's talking, you've got to make sure you have it. So the Mela, if it's true you need to do Kinzel Adon on two cups, so why do we do both on one cup? Don't tell me because they ain't loyal. Because the Gizba will give a cup of stock, we'll give him five if he needs it.
Don't we have a problem in Mishnah where we say a number we mean four and not five?
Right.
We give him four, not five.
Right.
We give him the four that they have to have. And not the fifth one for the guest from the room. It's not the
You know why you don't give him five? Because you can put Kiddush and Avdolah together. So that's the right that we want to bring. If the din that Kiddush and Avdolah has to be apart, then the governor's fucker would give him five. Why not?
You don't have to do it on benching.
Exactly. Benching. Benching of other things that you do. That's one of the other cases.
From Shabbat coming into this.
Avenging on Seder night, there's no doubt about it, yeah? You have to have four cups of wine, and we're going to give you the fourth cup of wine. One of them is for benching. The question was, but this year, there's a need for fifth one. This one she is for fifth one. And Betach, the Gabbat Soker, would have given it to him if he needs it. So don't tell me it's Ainoi. Betach, he would have given it. How do I know that? I know for sure the Gabbat Soker will give him what he needs. Because look at the mission. It says the Gabbat Soker gives him four cups of wine. It means the Gabbat Soker is there to cater for his needs. So if you need the fifth cup, if you need the fifth cup, then why wouldn't he give it to you?
About giving it from the
Tanakh. If you need it, we give it. Why do we give you four cups? Why do we give you four cups?
Why would they tell us? Is there a
why do we give you four cups? Answer my question.
What?
Why do we give you four cups? Maybe three. Why? Why four?
That's what you need.
Why? Why? Why
four cups?
Because you need to have four cups. Why do you need four cups? One for Kiddush, one for Agada, one for Mitzvah Mosen, and one for Halev.
Yeah.
That's why you need four cups.
Yeah.
So if I need a fifth cup for some other reason,
four reasons.
Because Havdalah.
And we know that there was a time in Jewish history where Chazal said you don't have to do over the coast. So he doesn't have to do over the coast.
But now Chazal didn't say that. Chazal didn't say that poor guy doesn't have to do on the coast.
Where did he say he has to do over the coast? He's going
now
as an emergency fund.
What's different?
It's a nice thing to do by Abdullah to have.
Oh, it's not a nice thing. We're trying to do on a case.
Chazal was
talking
it for specific reasons, okay?
It's not the same. Chazal was mechayev to do on a case. You can't make up now. Sure, Chazal at one time said not because there were poor people,
yeah.
But then Chazal put it back and said no.
Okay.
Now we have to do Abdullah on a case.
So
maybe. Well, then there's arbitrary. He says, there he goes. Now, if that's not the case, that's what's going to be Shan, Ashvam. That's going to be Shan, Ashvam. Ashvam brings it out in his Mishnah that you want to be Mechazik, you want to say that Ashvam is Shre. I said, forget it, Ashvam, very good. Ashvam bringing me a Raya from the Mishnah that you see they care for you. So if you need these five cups, they would be giving you five cups. You want to say, maybe it's not Shan, maybe it wasn't done. Maybe.
The stay there is on Monday.
Can be on Sunday.
I thought no Pesach can't be on Sunday.
It'll come in on Monday. Come in on Monday. So on Sunday can be.
This is the situation we're in. Coming out of Shabbos into the stay there's the Abdullah and the...
Well, that was the question. We should have to do both. So very good. The mosque and the mosque says it's hers. Because... sorry, missed that. Where are we holding? So that's one cousin. One cousin is... So he's asking on the Rashbam. Then who said he's got a fifth cup? The Gemara is asking from Yaknahaz. And the Gemara says, hey, Yaknahaz, he definitely has a cup of wine. Right? Definitely has a cup of wine. Says, Tzitzis, Lema, Tevishmini Shachagmari, Tekizman, maybe it took me Shmini Atzeres, where you say Shechionu, Vachav Shosak, or Mada Avali, and he's already eaten everything you got. According to the Ashbam, it's a very mysterious question. So he doesn't have on Yom Tov, we're talking about you don't have. Why don't you have? Because, you know, hey, you drank up your wine, right? No, but it says, but you say on first night of Pesach, which means man, and you definitely will have. Why will you have them? Because people provide you. She says, so what about Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres, you're not going to be provided, then you've already eaten up whatever you've got. So you've got nothing left. The Gemara said that Yom Tishchol Li is Sakha Shabbos. Sorry, the Gemara says that. A bit off that, one second. Yeah, says since you didn't say Zman, must be talking about Shisha Pesach. The Chol Mai Dehavalei Ochele. He's already eaten everything that you have. He shouldn't have said that. He should have said, "Well, you've drunk everything that you've drunk." So what does it mean by?
Use that interchangeably.
Huh?
Use it interchangeably.
Yes. So why pick the word Ochel when he comes to drinking? We'll see with this terrace. Once he might say my shot, you'll see it fits in better. That's what he wants to say. Therefore, says Tzitzis, the beyond of Rishonim, the Pshat. We'll come back to this question. Let's just see the answer first, and we'll come back to this question. The Kachmir the Farish. The beyond of Rishonim, Mistoma, Adam Echen Harbe. For the first beyond of, not because anyone's going to provide you any food, that was broke. You prepare a lot of fruit. Which is a Yom Tov for itself, we prepare a lot. Because it's time, David, The Chos Yont Vachem Shachak. Let's explain what that last Gemara means. That's not my explanation. There's four times a year, there's a lot called Oisei Vest Menoyle Tishchotu B'yom Echad. Last week's Pasha. That it's forbidden to shecht a mother and a child on the same day. The problem is, if you go to the store and you buy a cow, how do you know that the mother or the child wasn't shechted that day? How do you know that? So how can you ever shecht your animal? So generally you don't have to be concerned about that, because what's the chances? But there's four times a year when everyone's buying and everyone's shechting, and therefore there's a good chance that the mother and the child will shecht on the same day, and therefore the merchant has sold meat that the animal has to announce, I sold the mother today, or I sold the child today, and that way you'll know not to shecht the animal today. And one of the days was, all those four times a year are days when it's a chiv to eat a lot. So, like Erev, Erev Yom Kippur is one of them. And another one is on Thursday of Pesach. Another one is also the first Shmini Atzeres. Erev Sukkot isn't, but Erev Shmini Atzeres is. So you see that there's an inyan of eating a lot, of preparing a lot. People prepare a lot on Erev Shmini Atzeres. So they just saying like this, that any day when you've got a chiyuv to prepare for your Yom Tov, you'll prepare for the Yom Tov, both in the food and the drink. If there's a chiyuv to prepare, and people, it's not just a chiyuv to prepare, but people too. It's the day when people are very busy arranging their meals, then we can be sure that they'll make sure they have enough wine and enough food. On Shaykhin, on a day when it's so special day when we prepare, then it could be that all I prepared earlier has already gone. So Mela says, that's how I read the Gemara. We'll go over this in a minute. That's how I read the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, for Yom Tov, Shecholi is Achar Shabbos, bang in the middle of the page, Gemara. Yom Tov, Shecholi is Achar Shabbos, why does he have? Because you always prepare a meal. You always prepare for Yom Tov. Omer Rav Yakna, you said you could put Kiddush and Abdullah together. So don't tell me you didn't have wine, because you always prepare your Yom Tov, and preparation of Yom Tov includes food and drink. Omri Midloyam Azman, since you don't see Zman, Mechlal, to be Shvi'ah Shal Pesach Asher. We're talking about Shvi'ah Shal Pesach. Everything about Shvi'ah Shal Pesach, so all the preparation you made a week ago has already finished. Techomai Dahavale Ochil, Techomai Dahavale, all the preparation that you made already, Ochale has been eaten. So now we're not focusing on the wine, Mechlal. We're focusing on the whole preparation, which means generic term of food, meaning food and wine together. So all the preparation you put into already is already eaten up. So maybe it doesn't have. So now let's go back and see if we can understand it better.
I have a question here.
One second, let me just go over Tasis first. So we'll do the Tasis together with the Rashbam. So we said we're talking about on the first day of Pesach. We're talking about on Yom Tov Shechol Yitzchak HaShabbos the Itzli. Why is it Itzli? So Rashbam says the Itzli. Gomer Rav Yakna. Pishur Kuntzus. The Solke Dain Tov to Yom Tov Mishnah Shepesach Mari. The Itzli Kaisus Tov. He's got lots of cups of wine. Kedusnan Lo Yitzchus Lo Loi Medalet Kaisus. Person shouldn't have less than four cups. Because it's difficult to call Dalit Kaisis, Sikhu Koch Ali Milse. If your whole reason where you're coming from is because we can be sure he's got wine because he's got from the charity funds, then we can't prove anything because they only give you four cups, they don't give you five cups. So he'd ask another question. The Gemara asked from Yaknahad. And what did the Gemara mean to ask from Yaknahad? He meant to ask, it's going on the first day of Pesach, because he's saying his mom. What's the Raya? Neymar, Tibi Shmini Shachagmai. Maybe we're talking about Shmini Atzeres. Take his man, where you have his man. And he doesn't have any wine. Why doesn't he have any wine? Because he had eaten all.
But it's his own yantra, so you prepare for it.
Oh, so Tzai's going to say that you prepare specially for it. But Rashbam didn't say that. Rashbam didn't say the reason why Pesach you have wine is because you prepared for it. Rashbam didn't say that. Well, it's true, because you got from the charity fund. The mail that I got from the charity fund at the beginning of Yom Tov. As many says, it's all gone. So, the Ochel Koma the Havale. If Ochel is just referring to, yes, you should be sure that the charity fund gave you wine. So you got wine, right? So the point is really focusing on the wine. I know I've got wine because the charity fund gives me wine. So then she just says, the Shofa Koma the Havale. He drank everything that she got. Right, the Ochel Koma the Havale. Why are you using that word? He shouldn't have used the word achila when referring to cups of wine. Because according to Rashbam, the only thing we're really focusing here is, do you have wine? Yes, I do. Why do I have wine? Because the charity fund gave me. So the answer is no, but when I get to Shri Sabetach, I've already drunk those four cups of wine. Not that I've eaten everything that I've got. Why do I say a lot and all that Ochil was a Komadam? The main attestation of Chatzot, the Kafanir of Farish, the Beyond of Rishon, you know why you have wine? Not because charity fund gives you. But in Stoma Odom Mechen Harbe. A person prepares Beyond of Rishon, Ravchus. He's got a lot. A lot means a lot of food and drink. So you can be sure he's got wine. And the Mela, when we answer back Shri Shofetach, the Ochel Koma Da'avale means, when you get to Shri Shofetach, he's eaten up, means devoured, everything which he prepared earlier. That's what it means. He's devoured everything he prepared earlier. I prepared a big meal, a big Yom Tov of it I prepared, meaning just also food and drink. By the time we got to the end of Yom Tov, I've finished all off. I've devoured everything. Hi, Shmini Shachag, I have that question. Shmini Shachag, why don't we say Ein Noi? So that you've devoured everything which you had during the whole course of the Yom Tov. No, Shmini Shachag, no, Mishureg, V'yat Moi, Regilim, Loch, and Harbem, a person will prepare a lot, because it's done, Talit Pog, Mishon, Otsoch, Ataboch, the Butcher, Hasser, Loizia, Ima, Machat, Lishoit, This is also a time when people prepare a lot. So Mestami's got, and therefore we couldn't answer. You know why he says Yaknahaz, Yain and Havdalah together, even though he's saying Zman, because he's already finished everything. Because if it's Shminatzer, he's made more again. He's prepared more again, both more food and more drink. So Mestami, we didn't manage to finish this yet. Mestami will do on Sunday. I would like in the Olim to have a look at Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadi Tes, Seiv Tzadi Tes, Seiv Dalet. Okay? Seiv Dalet, with Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadi Tes, Seiv Dalet, 1994. Right? 2994, sorry, 2994. Very successive Dalit. Where the Mishnah Berurah there? Because we've been discussing very much Halakha and Maaseh, so let's see how the exact Halakha and Maaseh is. So Reish Tzadi Tes, Seiv Dalet, the Mishnah next week, we'll go through it and get clear on the Halakha.
Does this Gemara have a note on the Halakha from the
Mishnah Berurah? Oh yeah, I've in the Pasha. You're only making work today, but yeah, I'd like to say something on the Pasha. Okay, over here, in Mishnah is where the Halakha is. You see? It doesn't bring it down. It doesn't bring it down. So, not on the passage so much, but rather on the idea of the Omer. Tzfat HaLechem, Shevesh HaBossi. Right? Tzfat HaLechem, we have to count 7 weeks. So there's I heard this from Rabbi Carmel, Zitzal. He said that we know the Tzedekim were very makbid that the Omer has to start on a Sunday. Why? The Machos HaShabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos. So Machos HaShabbos means Sunday. But we don't hold like that. We know Machos HaShabbos means Yom Tov. Shabbos means Yom Tov. So why does Shabbos mean Yom Tov? He explains that Bemet on Shabbos, which is Mekrei Abrocha, was the one day in the year, in the week, when they didn't get mon. They didn't get mon. So the Zohar asked, if Shabbos is Mekrei Abrocha, then why on that day of the week do we not get mon? The Zohar answers, I know we got Friday, but why didn't we get on Shabbos? The Zohar answers, because Shabbos is not a day for our Gashmius bracha berada at the time of ruchnis bracha, time when the ruchnis bracha. Which the idea is, on Shabbos is a day when we realize that everything is prevented from running the world. That's the point of Shabbos. We sit back, we're not running the world anymore, we're not busy making our panos, so we sit back and we realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who is directing our whole life. Every act of everything that's happening to us is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Shabbos. And the most clearest time in Yiddishkeit, in the history of mankind, when we saw that, how the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that's running our whole life, is Mitzrayim. Like Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, how we saw that the Ribbono Shel Olam changed all teva, all for the sake of the Klal Yisrael. So, Ha Shabbos. Shabbos, the Shabbos that there was Pesach. The day when we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's looking after us and directing the whole mareches of the world is for us, is the Shabbos. So mimochas from that Shabbos, not the Shabbos day, the HaShabbos, the Shabbos of Pesach, is when we start the Oyma. And the Oyma is that we count in Sheva Shabbosis. Sheva Shabbosis means it's a time for 7 weeks, Sheva Shabbosis, to ingrain ourselves this idea of Shabbos. This idea of, not Shabbos, in the day Shabbos, the idea that we're starting from the beginning, that everything we're going to show, everything that happens in the world, every small minute action that we do is all with the Ribbono Shel Olam's help and kaych. So we get the Sheva Shabbos days, and then we're fit to get to Matan Torah.